Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy-ho, and a happy Saturday to you. It's Sam Crowley, your host of the Every Day is Saturday podcast. So excited to rip off another show. I mean rip off, I don't mean steal. I mean just rip it. Grip it and rip it, baby. A phenomenal motivational show ready for you today. The dreamer, the doer, the entrepreneur. You liking these 2-a-days? You liking this Every Day is Saturday podcast brought to you now twice daily? Let's go over to Twitter. Let's see what some of the people are saying. Hit me up at Sam Crowley. David says, loving these 2-a-day podcasts from Sam Crowley. I subscribed 6 months ago and haven't missed a show. Changing lives requires changing minds. Changing lives requires changing minds. I like that. David, thank you. Haven't missed a show in your first 6 months. That's awesome. Jim, 2 podcasts a day keeps the job away. I replied back to him after he said, 2 shows a day, that's awesome. It is, man. I enjoy it. I enjoy it. Hey, shout out to Rich Hopkins as well. Do your Mondays rock. That's a show I did a few days ago about Mondays rock, part 1 and 2. That was both the shows promoting the Everyday Saturday podcast. Jeremiah Hughes, love the 2 podcasts per day. So you get the picture, right? You're digging it, man. You know, I best piece of advice, not the best piece, but one of my favorite, I have a lot of favorite pieces of advice. So I guess I shouldn't say anything about it being the best or the number one piece, but Wayne Gretzky, world famous hockey player, get where the puck's going to be, not where it's at right now. Go to where you think it's going to be. And I think that where my, quote unquote, where the puck is going to be for speakers and people in my niche, thought leaders, personal development, whatever you want to call it, is this, the audio form of their message. And I would encourage you to do the same. You don't have to be an expert in podcasting, but get your message out there, whether it's in this particular format through iTunes or your website, whether you're more of a video person or maybe you enjoy the written word, there's no excuse for not sharing your expertise with the world. You know what? Regret, man. That's what motivates me all day, every day. Because when you think about the other alternative, and that is just sitting around, and you know somebody else is going to take your million-dollar idea, who isn't even qualified to give that million-dollar idea, and they're going to sneak in and snatch it all up right out from underneath you. I promise you, I've seen it happen a million times. It's going to happen a million more times. Don't let that happen to you. Just get going. Share your message. Share your expertise, right? Keep saying it. You don't got to be great to start, but you got to start to be great. So today, here's a funny tweet I sent out there. Choose a major you love. I retweeted this from somebody. I can't remember who, but choose a major you love and you'll never work a day in your life because that field probably isn't hiring. That's funny, man. It's not funny if you're 100 grand in debt with student loans, but it is pretty funny. You got to get to where the puck's going to be. That's all I can tell you. It's the best advice I can give to you today is figure out trends in your industry, in your niche. What are people doing? You know, I think the worst thing people could have done would invest a lot of time in MySpace around 2008, 2009, because what was coming up? Facebook. Yeah, you had to make a choice between MySpace and Facebook. I realize people still use MySpace, what is MyFace? Is MyFace a brand? Is that taken? MyFace.com? But look, come on, man. Facebook's where it's at. You identify a trend. You start marketing. Would you have liked to begin doing some Facebook ads and doing some targeting ads a few years ago versus waiting right now? I was on a webinar with Amy Porterfield, who's one another Facebook guru, great products, and she's earned hundreds and thousands of dollars according to the slides that I was watching. I caught the replay. I always like to catch replays. I'm very rarely on live webinars and hangouts just because I just don't have the time to sit in front of a computer, and it's usually at a time when I'm not around anyway. I'm either working out, running, or, you know, picking up the kids or something. But I was watching it. I was surprised to see she just began using Facebook marketing in 2011. Now, it's 2014, and in 3 years, done very, very well for herself. And that's a lot of these online marketers. Like, if you look, Don Wilson's course, I talked about Don. I bought his Facebook. I actually dedicated a podcast to Don maybe 4 months ago. He did a $1 million launch in 7 days selling his Ads Cracked Facebook course. And I enjoyed it. Good stuff. Good training. Surprised to see Don just got started in the past few years as well and has now done 7 figures online. What did he do? Well, he found out where the puck was going to be. And those of you that don't know this hockey reference, I realize we have listeners in over 100 countries around the world. It's simply getting where, you know, where the gold rush is going to be and selling the picks and the shovels to the gold rush. And I'll tell you what, man, it's simple advice, but people can't do it because what's it require? It requires a little bit of faith. It requires a little bit of being able to see the unseen, having faith that what you're doing is actually going to bring you the reward. But if you've done your homework, and look, two words, common sense. Common sense. Back in 2008 when Facebook was, I think I got on Facebook in 2008, maybe it was 2007, right around there. I think it was 2008. It was nothing. I mean, it's just shared photos of the kids, you know, carving pumpkins this time of year, Thanksgiving, that type of stuff. It wasn't, I was using a little bit to market the everyday Saturday, but I market a lifestyle. I don't recall anybody, you know, I don't remember any sponsored ads or anything really worth looking at on there. Now, you can't even log on to Facebook without getting hit with like every 5-10 scrolls, you get another ad that's in your face, which is fine. What are they doing? They're targeting. They know everything about you. You know when you fill out that information on Facebook, right? Your likes, your dislikes, married, single, where do you live, geographically, all of that. Kids, no kids. Facebook has all that information, and they repackage that, and they use that in their targeting. Try it sometime. But what these people that are now earning a lot of money online, for example, just selling social media training, where do you think the trend is going to be in 2015? You know, in your niche. I'm not talking about things you don't know about. Maybe you're a bicycling enthusiast. Health, finances, lifestyle, movie reviews. Like, in your niche, where do you see the trend going? Maybe you should do a podcast reviewing movies. Maybe you should do a podcast reviewing foods. I mean, maybe you should get your YouTube channel up and running and get ahead of the trend for 2015. Geographically speaking, if you're a sports fan and you live in Cleveland, Ohio, maybe you should be reporting on LeBron James's homecoming to his hometown of Akron and following him for the 2014-15 NBA season. I mean, there's just, you can see where we're going, right? We've gone from Facebook, social media, to foods, to health, to LeBron James, okay? And whatever trend, it's got to be something that you are very passionate about, that you could write about, talk about, videotape, do a little interview, you know, do a little TV show. Get one light. Just get one good quality studio light. Get a halfway decent video camera with a little microphone that can be heard okay and just start your show. And just start talking about the topic that you're passionate about, which also, by the way, encompasses a trend that people want to know more about. The iPhone 6, maybe you could be somebody that does reviews, you know, of iPhones, of Samsung, of gadgets, electronics. You know what I'm talking about? So today's show, I want you to focus on where is the puck going to be before someone actually hits it. Be there. And be ready for the trend. Be ready for the wave of new business because it will happen for you. You know why I know it's going to happen for you? Because it happens every single time, thousands of times each year. Now, there's somebody right now, someplace in the world who's going to be one of the top 10 entrepreneurs of 2015 that's going to launch a startup or an incubator, little type business, or maybe they're just somebody like a Don Wilson who's going to do a $1 million launch next year, who isn't this big startup company, just a solopreneur. Are you that individual that's going to have a $1 million product launch in 2015? Because when you think product launch, don't think iPhone. Think Sam Crowley selling 6 CDs back in 2009. You know, think of these individuals that are selling just these video tutorial courses. Are you going to be the success story of 2015? I say yes. I say why not? I'm not going to argue for your limitations, but you got to get to where that puck is going to be. So why don't you spend the rest of 2014 figuring that out, planning it out, and get going? When would be a good time? Right now? I think it'd be a good time to get going on that. I think it'd be a good time to get going on right now. My name's Sam Crowley, host to the Everyday Saturday Show. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.